Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Monday edition Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine congressional candidate from the great state of Wisconsin joining at 4:30. From the 3rd CD, former CIA officer, not director, Democrat, don't want to give her a former promotion. Anyways, Deb McGrath joining me in the Madison studios here shortly. And I do see the callers, and we're going to get to the phones in just a minute. Be patient, please. 844-967-2789. The leak of the probable opinion in Roe v. Wade. And, you know, these Republicans are outraged about the leak. Not about the taking away of a right, but about the leak. That's the outrageous part. But as I pointed out to you, when questioned, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, the turtle man down from Kentucky, well, he had no qualms saying, well, if the votes are there, of course we do a national abortion ban. We're going to roll back the clocks all the way back if the votes are there. Well, a similar movement afoot here in the great state of Wisconsin. We have talked already about the fact if Roe v. Wade is overturned, Wisconsin reverts back to the 1849 law. And that would ban abortion, except in the case of, you know, saving the life of the mother. And it's being reported in the paper here in the state of Wisconsin today. Anti-abortion activists would like to roll back the exception. Let me read just briefly, and we'll tell you what this might mean. An anti-abortion group would seek to remove an exception to Wisconsin's abortion law that permits the procedure to save the life of the pregnant person if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the country's highest court. Pro-life Wisconsin legislative director Matt Sande told USA Today Network Wisconsin Friday that his organization believes there are no situations where an abortion would be medically necessary to save the pregnant person's life. No exceptions, not even to save the mother. A little clarity, Sande does have his point of view. Sande said that would not include operations like removing an ectopic pregnancy or removing a cancerous uterus, which they consider moral even under Catholic teachings. Well, thanks for the asterisk, Matt. One more here. Sande said many Wisconsin lawmakers would support a total ban on abortion and said the state would have the power to completely ban abortion without exception if a governor opposed to abortion is elected. Now, Tony Evers is the Democratic governor. He's the incumbent. He's going to be the goalie in this case. All four Republicans currently running to replace Tony Evers, they all basically have said they would sign an abortion ban, if I understood the reporting, with no exceptions for basically anything. 844. So, you know, votes matter. Just, they do. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome back, Chris. What do you got?
Hi. Well, I kind of agree with you. I think it was probably a right-wing person that released this because it does seem to me that it's probably helping them. I really am very worried, though, about what's going to happen in Wisconsin. This 1849 law, no matter what the Republican representatives say, it'll revert to this law until we change anything. And we have, you know, what's going to happen with women that need to have a DNC because they miscarried? You know, how's this going to go through as medical codes through insurance? You know, doctors are going to be brought up on charges for certain procedures. So they're going to be questioned. So they're going to be concerned as to whether or not they can perform those procedures. This is going to result in them dying. You know, it's just simple as that. It really is going to do this to us, and we cannot allow this to happen. We cannot put our medical care in the hands of the legislature. Women need to really revolt about this. And if they thought Act 10 was going to be big, they keep on going down this road because, this can't stand. It just cannot stand.
Chris, you've been politically active as long as I've known you, and you mentioned Act 10. That's probably about when we met, is during the Wisconsin Uprising time frame. Chris, have you talked to friends? What is your impression of mood on the street in you know, the face of this probable overturning of this right?
Well, one of the efforts that I'm getting behind is an effort to expand the Supreme Court. I really think that might be one way of going with this. So that's the direction that I'm looking in right now. I also think that we have to keep extreme pressure on our politicians to do the right thing. And to make sure that Roe is not overturned, or if it is by the court, that we get something passed in legislation, because women are going to die, girls, young girls, your daughters, your daughters, your wives, your mothers. This can't be allowed to happen. This is very upsetting, and we need to stop it.
Chris, appreciate your call. Appreciate you listening and being a friend for many, many years. Strange story. Madison, Wisconsin, where I live, over the course of the weekend, there was an arson effort at an anti-abortion office front. And we'll get back to the phones. Appreciate your calls at 844-967-2789. Here's the latest. No suspects yet in the arson of a Madison headquarters of an anti-abortion group, Wisconsin Family Action. Now, I believe I quoted that very same group. They're the ones that want to roll back all exceptions. Well, police have not yet identified a suspect in the arson at the offices of a prominent anti-abortion group that occurred just days after a draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion was leaked to reporters, and I'm speculating by someone on the right, showing the court's landmark ruling legalizing abortion for the last 50 years would be overturned. Now, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes told reporters Monday his investigators are still searching for video footage of what took place Sunday morning when two Molotov cocktails were thrown into the offices of Wisconsin Family Action on the north side of Madison. The firebombs did not ignite, Barnes said, but a separate fire was lit in their place. The threat, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," was also scrawled in black spray paint on the outside of the building. Now, we're not down for violence. Let me start with that sort of preceding statement. I'm not down for violence. I would point out in the whole issue of abortion, the vast amount of the violence has been really directed towards the abortion providers, historically speaking. In fact, I don't recall a recent or ever incident where someone tried to firebomb an anti-abortion place. But here's what I would point out. This threat that was scrawled in black spray paint is scrawled in cursive. And it is the neatest cursive graffiti / threat I've ever seen associated with the crime scene. This was written
to hand with the graffiti. Like, it's a practice hand with a spray paint. It's like there's very few drips and it's very, very clean.
Like they were moving fast, like they'd done it before. The other part, and it perhaps was meant to indicate the anarchy symbol, but an A with a circle surrounding the A was also painted on the wall. Now, if you go to Wikipedia and you look up anarchy at Wikipedia, they don't have the traditional red spray paint anarchy A that, you know, the A is bigger than the circle. It just points out in every direction, you know, in sort of a anarchistic sort of fashion. That's the typical way that anarchy is represented in graffiti. Well, there is an A in a circle, but it's so neat. It's very, very clean. And this, I thought immediately this actually was a feminine hand, just because of the cleanliness, the cleanness of the graffiti left. Now, I don't know anything more than I'm just making some broad brushes about people's handwriting. And, you know, maybe it doesn't transfer directly with graffiti and threats on a wall. But I suspect this is a woman and perhaps some very young people. That was my initial thought.
Yeah. The one thought I had was just really weird with the weird super circle anarchy symbol.
Yeah.
Plus the numbers next to it. It looked like the Rush 2112 album, like the same type of script, like 2112 with a star on it. I'll send you a picture during the break. But if anyone is familiar with the Rush 2112 album, it looks similar to that. But Rush has a star and not a anarchy symbol. But the point is, it looks off for it to be anarchy, is my point.
Well, the other thing that was weird is if abortions aren't safe, the F in safe looks like the symbol that came to symbolize Prince in some weird way. It's just very, very almost similar to calligraphy in cursive form. It's just a very neat handwriting. And it's a weird circumstance. It made the national news. I mean, this is backyard news for me, but it's also national news. It was at the Hill earlier today. The latest, no suspects. But I suspect it was a young, perhaps female, or at least someone with very neat penmanship. So, you know, I could be eliminated as a potential suspect. Come back with us. We'll take more of your phone calls. I see you on the phones. Be patient. You're next at 844-967-2789. And we have a third congressional CD candidate, great state of Wisconsin, Deb McGrath. She is a former CIA officer. I got to be careful about her job title. Deb McGrath joins me in studio soon. You can join me next on the phones. Once again, that phone number, 844-96-PARTY. It's a political party up in here.
Man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
You're presuming that all the information you have there is completely factual.